Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Illegal. We are illegal off the books. I love it.
It's actually brought to you. Sorry, I misspoke. It's brought to you by LegalZoom.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Apologies.
You thought I was joking around. You thought you were going to get into something really exciting, but I actually just...
It is just...
Yeah, it's LegalZoom.
Got it.
Yeah.
Of course.
But it is very exciting nonetheless.
Yay!
Well, you know, if you've ever... Have you ever thought of it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Fall out the window.
Have you ever had a business idea or a trademark idea or an idea you wanted to be patented?
I've never had any ideas ever, but I totally get what you're talking about.
Well, luckily, our audience is filled with smart people. And if they or if you listening at home have ever had a business idea, an idea that you wanted trademarked or patented or any type of business
actually,
help whatsoever,
I have like inventions all the time
that
I want to patent.
Exactly. So you would need to do that. And
do you want
to
hear some?
I'm okay. It's difficult to do that. And so if you go to LegalZoom.com.
Peanut butter with chocolate chips inside it.
Okay. So that's, you know that's a thing that exists already, right?
Where does that exist?
A peanut butter with chocolate chips?
A peanut butter, like a Skippy with chocolate chips inside of it?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm sure that's a candy bar. They make peanut butter.
Well, it's not
with
a candy bar.
Chip.
I'm saying it's Skippy.
You're right. Your invention idea is Skippy.
Peanut
sounds
butter.
Like you just want a pitch idea to Skippy. You don't all want to come up with a new product.
I'm going to go to LegalZoom.com and get a patent, and you're going to eat your words and my peanut butter.
Well, if you do go to LegalZoom.com, please use discount code Jake or discount code Amir. That way you can get more of a savings, and they know that we brought you there.
Damn right.
Remember, LegalZoom is not a law firm, but can connect you with a third-party attorney and provides you with self-help services. They can also help you with wills, business formations, basically anything that's too difficult to understand yourself. We highly suggest using LegalZoom.com for those
say
needs.
What?
What?
Say what?
What do you mean?
I'm trying like it's like a radio commercial.
Okay.
Say what?
No, I'm okay. I don't need that. Thank you, though. So please,
insane.
What?
Insane.
But you are, once again, it's LegalZoom.com. Now, let's get started. Let's throw you into this episode. Another, we feel bad. We blew through two of our favorite guests back to back. We had Thomas on Monday, and now we have Josh Rubin on today. But we had to get him on. He's that good.
He is that
good. It was that exciting.
Yep. And he's in LA that infrequently.
Yeah, that we had to use him right away. Luckily for you guys, things got real. Luckily for us, things got real. So we're sort of lucky in the same regard.
Indeed we are.
So without further ado, enjoy the episode. Sit back before a little bit of friendly advice. Got a problem we can solve, and many thoughts will suffice. Send your worries our way, your troubles not here. Stay laid on the facts and we'll get back to you without a delay. If it just isn't clear about what we should do, there is nothing to fear. Us to look to. We will always be here to help give you a clue. Our name's Jake and Amir, and this is If I Were You.
Fuck yeah, dude. That shit was tight. I'm rolling face.
From what?
I'm rolling face. I popped a Molly pill. I put
when?
It in a water. I actually crushed up moon rocks and snorted it.
So regardless of what that theme song was,
I was going to roll my fucking face off.
So
we have a guest here.
Hey, Josh Rubin in the house.
Uh-oh. Oh. Monday, lunes, miércoles. Tunis, Sabado, Domingo. I'm in LA land.
He never breaks this bit for an hour and a half. Doesn't break character.
Comidas.
Meaning what?
Hi, I'm Horatio Sanz. I'm so happy to be with you guys.
I can't believe we got you.
Oh, I can't believe I'm here.
It's funny. You live in New York. We lived in New York for 5 months, 6 months doing the show. And then as soon as we moved to LA, we can get you on the podcast.
And I moved in right across the street from you. You saw me in a snowstorm. I was waiting on the corner trying to get a couch in my friend's car. It didn't fit. I said, hey, I'd really like to do this shit, man. I really want to be on your pod.
And then what happened? Why didn't you do it right then and there?
Well, it was snowing. I had a girlfriend over, and I couldn't get the couch in the damn car. This is what happens when I'm in LA. I can't stop talking like it's like just a little bit of Nicholson. I feel every time I'm here, I just want to talk like this.
Oh, this is great. We can do celebrity advice. Like, can you believe it? We're here. This is, if I were you, we have Jack Nicholson with us, and... yeah, what an honor.
Would you believe it? I'm so damn old, I don't have to worry about STDs.
Wait, why? Why doesn't he have to worry?
Well, when you're 89,000 years old and 100 movies in, what's the difference?
I guess. I mean, you still don't want herpes, right?
Well, I guess it won't matter to me, but it'll matter to that little sweet 23-year-old I met up at Townhouse in Venice.
Aren't you on Tinder, Jack Nicholson?
Swipe right. Swipe left, full hearts, can't lose. I swipe right for just about damn near anything, and that's no joker.
Well, yeah, we're happy to have you. And this is, if I were you, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by me and Jake. And usually it's just us two, but now we have a special guest. Have you heard the show before?
I have heard the show. I listened. My good friend Ben was on a few weeks ago, and you guys were talking about love and about
life,
AIDS, and love. Yeah, it was really AIDS. Fucking,
yeah. I forgot we spent half an hour talking about AIDS.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that was a really weird episode, I thought.
Yeah, he just kept saying Zimbabwe, Ben. I mean, he cares about it. He kept talking about the Red Campaign through Gap. He kept talking.
Do you
about
do
it,
a
William
Ben
H.
Schwartz impression?
No.
Okay,
I kind of feel like he's up here. I have a Jufro. Timmy creme brulee.
That was good. That was really funny.
Jim milk butter cum jerk. Milk butter cum jerk? Wow, that's. Yeah. He's like a Jewish Robin Williams.
Wait, isn't Robin Williams Jewish?
No. I think his mom was a Christian Scientist, or as he called her, a Christian Dior Scientist, because she looked great and she didn't take medication, so.
Oh, I love it.
I don't even want to
answer questions.
What, sorry?
I don't even want to answer questions. I just want to hear.
Yeah, we can.
Various...
Well, my favorite impression that Josh does
is dead.
It was not bad, but my favorite one out of all of the impressions that he's so good at, I think my favorite is when he does a seagull.
Oh yeah.
So subtle.
I knew when I came over here that I was gonna do it, and I tried to, there's some days it comes,
and some days.
Like today it's like I'm like a little clogged up. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the LA air. I'm trying
there you go.
Yeah. It's such a funny thing, man, that like one little fucking hardly working we did, and people are like, that's what I'm known
the
for,
the seagull.
It's amazing.
Thank God it's not my titties.
So how does the show work? People email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. they're in a sticky situation, a difficult bind, and they need advice, so they come to us for some odd reason. We read these real emails from real people, but give them fake names to preserve their anonymity and do our best to, you know, help them out. I feel like you'd be pretty good at coming
up
with
some
fake names.
That was the best intro you've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I repeated myself a little bit.
I think you maybe a little bit, but I feel like it felt...
So then it wasn't the best.
It feels almost like you're rehearsing.
So then it wasn't the best.
Well, no, because you did it without fear in your heart, and I really sensed that.
Well, you're stepping on my foot right now.
Sorry about that.
You're wearing thick clogs, and you're pressing down.
That's a bit over. I don't want anyone at home thinking I'm wearing clogs. Obviously, I'm not wearing fucking clogs. Josh, what's on my feet right now?
Clorns.
Exactly right. They're
made from tree torn.
Yeah.
They're clorns. Great in rain.
They're not clogs. They're much
thicker. They smell like cedar. Made of pure wood. Get a splinter every time.
I walk around.
They make a man out of your feet.
It's an Old Spice commercial.
Hey, I'm Isaiah Mustafa. We're clorns.
Is that his name?
Do you want to hop into it? You want to get to question number one?
Of course.
We need, this is a dude who wrote us, so we need a name.
Armhair Michelson.
Armhair Michelson.
Ooh, nice.
Which was your nickname in high school, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I was kidding.
No, that was Fat Faggot. No. And that was just the teachers.
You should have heard what the principal was saying.
The kids used to call me like earthquake sounds.
Oh my God.
Is your fat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My bully, Rory Cash, every time I'd get off the short bus, he'd go, "Oh shit! Oh shit!" And then I'd go home and tell my mom, she wrote him a letter once because he gave
me
a welt.
She wrote him a letter?
She wrote him a letter because he gave me a welt with a rubber band. And my mom said, "Joshua, what is that?" And I said, "Oh, that's nothing." "No, no, no. What is it? It's not a bug bite." I said, "Well, the bully on the bus, he used a rubber band to give me a welt on my arm. And the next morning when I'm waiting to get on the bus, she hands me a letter."
To give to him?
To give to the bully.
Did you give it to him?
I gave it to him. Why? Obviously, before I got off the bus at the end of that
Everyone
following
was
day.
It. Everyone was reading it.
What did it say?
You'll never believe it. Well, she wrote this long email.
He killed himself that night.
It was that strong of a
All
letter.
I know is... The next morning, when I got off the bus, I handed it to my bully. I said, "This is from my mom."
Yeah, were you proud? Were you like, "Good luck, this is from my mom, and you're in trouble"? Or was it just like, "Oh, I'm sorry, my mom freaking told me to give
it
to
you"? Oh,
no,
it was like, it was definitely half. It was just like, it was like my voice was definitely fluttering, but in my balls, I felt emasculated. And like, this is from my mom. He goes, "Your mom." And I like ran off the bus. And the next morning, he had a fucking letter for my mom.
He wrote her a letter?
He wrote my mom a letter. And
a
it was
letter.
Like very articulate. Because my mom basically was like, "I've worked with a lot of children like you. And I know you're probably coming from a difficult situation. I was in administration. I taught special ed.
Oh my
and
God.
And I worked with like kids at like a difficult, you know, difficult school. And I just would hate to have to contact anyone to, you know,
take you away from your mom.
Take you
daddy.
Away from your parents. Or better yet, tell your parents that you've, you know, whatever, like harassed my son." And he wrote this very articulate letter, apparently. I wish I could remember. I don't know, but it was like, "I apologize. We were just goofing off. Of course I didn't mean it. Not my intention."
God.
It was like a very,
you think
like,
he wrote it?
I think he did. Yeah. I don't
well,
think
he didn't want to tell his parents.
He didn't
want to
tell his mom. His dad probably is like, you know, the king from Radio Flyer.
No idea what the fuck that
Radio
Flyer. Have another beer. This fishing rod costs $5.
God damn it. He's like Nelson from The Simpsons.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. So yeah, you guys missed each two ships passing in the night there. But you're saying the same thing.
Chekhovian miss.
I promise.
Chekhovian miss.
It was the same exact sentiment.
This is Russian theater here, folks. If I were you in Russian, Privyet Krasavyet, we're taking a question from Armhair Michelson.
Let's do it.
Ready?
Mr. Michelson.
Mr. Michelson Ridersons.
Not related to Mads on Hannibal. Go.
Okay, so I'll get... Anyway, I went to a party a close friend of mine was hosting, and I was being my usual self. To no one's surprise, there was a girl there who was all over me that night. And who can blame her? I'm really funny, I looked good, and since this was a big gathering, I don't want to say I was the life of the party, but I was certainly cooler than everyone else. I ended up going on a date with this girl as a favor to my friend, and we had a good time. She wanted to go all the way at the end, but I said, maybe another time. I can tell she really likes me, and this is what I was afraid of. Now, I don't know what to do. She was funny, smart, has a great body. The problem is, her face is very average, and thus, I am not attracted to her. I feel like my only mistake was being myself at the party. What should I do? Should I call her again? Love, Armchair Michelson.
I love it.
Why?
This guy's such an unapologetic douchebag. I don't even think he realizes it.
It's because he's the life of the party and you are not, and you're jealous of him.
No, I am him.
What?
I am the life of the party.
Armhair?
Is that you?
It is me.
So you think you're the life of the party? You think you get the hottest girl?
This is not going to turn on to the. I'm not doing this.
Okay.
The answer is yes, of course. I think it's douchey to. I feel like he has a bad outlook on life.
Yeah,
is what I feel like.
Okay. So what's your advice? What would you do
if he doesn't want her to like him? We could. If he sends us her info, we'll forward her the email that he wrote.
Yeah, and then we can see if this is actually true or not. If this good-looking guy was actually the life of the party and picked a girl up and went on a date with him. Her.
Whoa.
No. I swear. What do you think?
Well, I want to put a picture of this guy's face up on the Tumblr. and see what people think of him, or up on social media and just sort of see what social media has to say about him.
Oh, you mean like for people to rate him?
Yeah, or on, you know, Reddit or one of these sort of social media sites. You know? The Daily Pickle or HuffPo Comedy.
It is. It's not bad to have high health self-esteem. Like, that's nice. It's good that he thinks that he looked good at the party.
Yeah.
It's good that he feels like people will like him. That, yeah. Like, that's the default. I think that's nice. I think it's bad that he's taken it so far that he feels like, of course everybody's going to like him. And, uh-oh, I was myself, so someone fell in love with me. And this girl is great, except she's a little bit average, so she's definitely below me.
Yeah, it sounds like she's great. If she has a great body, she's funny, smart, and has an average face. That seems like a 9 out of 10 to me.
An average face to me sounds like a plain Jane, which is, you know, makeup-less and pale.
Disgusting.
I love that.
Gross, which plain I
face,
love.
Yeah, plain face is so fucking sexy.
Give me a porcelain girl who washes her face with a rag and goes to bed at night and never drinks a lot of milk and doesn't wear nail polish. I fucking love that. You don't understand.
Just coarse fingernails. So much milk. And teeth yellower than a stick of butter. Oh. 5'2", if not a foot.
Never filled with earwax.
Never stepped into a tanning bed a day in her fucking life.
So clear and porcelain white, she's almost translucent.
Only dates guys with man tits, drinks soy milk. Her dad's name is Lenny. She doesn't know who her mom is.
We're so specific now, but I think I know exactly who you need.
She only has brothers, all of which whom she's very close.
Their names took
baths. Their names are Herschel, Yonkel, Tornell, and Dornell.
Herschel, Yonkel, Tornell, and Dornell.
All Tyler Perry characters.
Right. And her dad's name is Lenny.
That's correct. Your perfect girl.
It is. I love a girl with an average face.
A girl with an average face.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I want a girl that looks like Garfunkel with a body like
oats.
Art.
Whoa, we both said oats.
Yeah. Oh, Garfunkel and oats. That's what it is. Yeah.
With his body of...
It's funny that we went to the the internet duo instead of the actual
legends.
Folk singers.
Yeah, it's because we're an internet duo and not legends.
We are legends, dude.
Legends like Jessica Delfino,
Rabbit. So, do we have actually any advice to tell this guy, or we just wanted to call him an asshole?
I think I just wanted to call him an asshole. If he doesn't like the girl, he should. I don't think you have to tell her. It's 2013, buddy.
No, it's 2014.
It's 2013,
no,
friend.
2014, dude.
So guess what?
It's 2014.
It's
I'm
the
just worried
13th
that you're gonna,
year.
No, no, no. It's
of the
2000. No.
And I think you really
15th,
don't need
2000
to.
2000 counted as the first. It's the 15th year.
I would
of the
say.
2000s.
I would
like how the 19th century.
I would say
the 1800s.
All you need
to
do is dodge a couple texts.
So technically, Y2K didn't start until 2001.
Dodge a couple texts and you're out of the woods. I promise you. 2013. This is your year.
Your year. 2014 is the actual year. Do you want to get to an actual question?
That wasn't an actual question?
No, I mean like an actual question that like from a guy that we respect, I mean. From a person that we respect.
From Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. For somebody I respect.
Jake and
an
Amir
actor.
Writing to you from the set of Age of Ultron, feeling a little sad.
I think this one is from a lady. You got a lady name for us?
Ooh, yeah. That would be Lady Cornbread of Welsh.
That was your Ben Schwartz impression again?
Lady Cornbread of Welsh.
Kushtut. Writes, I have recently been introduced to the polyamory world. I'm very unfamiliar with the whole thing, but I am slowly learning more. I met this really great guy at a party with many other poly people, and we're really hitting it off. I am currently single, but he has a wife. I am a little unsure about whether or not I should proceed with the relationship. I really like him, he really likes me, but I know this will eventually come to an end since he lives in a different city than me, and also the whole having a wife thing. Should I stop analyzing and have some fun knowing that there could be heartbreak at the end? Or should I get out now and save myself the trouble? Love, Lady Cornbread of Walsh.
Welsh.
Polyamory. Ever done it? Ever been in a polyamorous open relationship?
Jake?
Yes.
You have?
I've been in a polyamorous relationship.
The relationship was open and you're like, we can hook up with other people?
It was open and we could hook up with the five people in the relationship.
Oh. So it was like a T-Mobile
I don't really
circle.
Know. It was sort of like a team. It was a little tribe of people. It was like,
But you didn't hook up with anybody else in the tribe.
I had three girlfriends and a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the rules were not very explicit from the get-go, so I never fully understood. But I was sleeping with one of the girls,
right,
hooking up with the other two occasionally, and the dude was completely on limits, but not really my thing, so I didn't hook up with the dude. But it quickly... jealousy crept in, and then
jealousy slowly crept into the sea.
Hey, jealousy!
Hey, jealousy!
Jealousy, hey, jealousy in the air tonight. I could tell.
1970.
Tennessee.
All right.
Sorry.
Three passing ships. You guys aren't even sync when I'm around. I'm like fucking Yoko.
Have you ever been in a polyamorous open relationship, Josh?
No, I am a small, formerly fat, hairy, stout, neurotic piece of shit. If I first meet a girl and I'm interested in her and then she's talking to someone else, I'll feel betrayed. I get so sensitive. I'm such a hopeless romantic. Week of the empath, June 30th. I'm a Cancer. You understand?
No.
Well, I feel things that I don't even think I'm supposed to feel. I feel your feelings. I feel your... If someone's upset,
that's
I get upset.
That's why I don't feel anything, you dick.
You guys are the opposite.
You stole my feelings.
Oh, my God. Mr. Glass? I just have to ask you a question.
This is Unbreakable? Is that what this is?
Correct.
So you feel guilt over other people cheating on their girlfriends?
No,
or
I think that was hyperbolic of me. I don't think I could ever be in a polyamorous... Well, actually, never say never, right? I could also imagine myself, like living the real Sex 9 life when I'm like 50 and going to like a
swingers party.
What about like an open relationship?
I guess it's sort of what's happening now. Like I'm in this weird place where as a guy who was a serial monogamist, now I'm kind of like seeing different people, and you'll get all kinds of judgment, like, oh, you shouldn't be sleeping with rotation of people, and I just don't want to really get close to anybody right now. Got out of a relationship 5 months ago. I don't need a new one yet. So
you sound like me.
Is that what's going on with you? See,
No, totally different, but your voice sounds a lot like mine when you said that. That's what I meant by sounds like me. I'm totally different.
Okay. You're emotionally unavailable forever, though.
Yeah,
Josh
yeah.
is like, Josh loves intensely, and he's like, I'm not ready to love again. And you were like,
you've
never loved in your life.
Yeah, it's better to have never loved and lost than to have never, ever loved and never will love at all.
Those are the same thing.
Oh, shit.
That's not the literature.
No, I was saying that. I am sort of like that. I also got out of a relationship last summer, and now I'm not eager to get back into one.
And would you even ever consider being in a polyamorous relationship? Does that just give
you
the
know.
Chills?
I guess it depends on the girl. Like, if I don't want to be exclusive with her, then I guess I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't quantify it or qualify it as a relationship. Though.
Polyamory is also really weird because it's like, all right, we're polyamorous. We're going to sleep with just these four people, and that's kind of it.
Well, is that what it is? It's always like a rotating crew of the same five, or is it like it's completely open as long as you don't tell? There's different rules, right?
I guess, can you pick those people? Who picks them?
I don't know. I mean, when I did it, it was sort of like there was an existing couple, and we were like, oh, we should all be I don't even fucking remember. But
I was so high, man.
I was so high that day that I was in a polyamorous relationship. It seems like if you can handle it, then I commend it. I think it's healthy. I actually do, but it's not
know.
For
if
me.
You
I
get in too deep before you know it. You're in LA and you're murdering Sharon Tate, and I in a hot tub. I think there's something strange there. But I think I could certainly see. I feel like I'm doing the same thing. We're just not all. We don't. There's no vocabulary for it.
There's no calling it a polyamorous relationship.
Right, it's just me dating.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole like, oh, they're in a relationship, but they're still dating other people. It's like, oh, so they're not.
And why label it at that point?
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you just, that's what I have a friend who, the one who is still in this like polyamorous relationship.
Right.
And I like mentioned the other day, I was like, oh, your boyfriend. She's like, he's not my boyfriend. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, he's just my best friend who I fuck. But like that's crazy. I think that's great, but like she and him have like reached this second level of
understanding.
They're operating like above us. Above consciousness for me.
Well, let's get back to this question, and it seems like this girl's a little in deeper than us because this guy has a wife. So that seems like a
who's totally thing. Not down with polyamory.
Yeah,
by
yeah
the way.
She has no idea.
Me or you play with fire.
What was that?
It's the Rolling Stones, but I guess sung by you know, the
Yoko Ono.
Yeah. That's how she sings, right? Like a stereotypical Asian character from the 50s. No, play with me, cause you play higher. No, cause you play with higher. The most racist version of that Rolling Stones song.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
Sung by fucking Tony Curtis.
Tony Clifton.
I'm playing with fire. Whoop, you're setting some cottage cheese. I'm sorry, that's your ass. I saw the movie way too many times. Yeah, you know, you can't fuck around with people in a relationship. Come on. I mean, when it's consummated with a ring.
Yeah, that seems like a little weird when it's a wife.
That seems like not against the rules of polyamory.
I agree.
I don't fucking know anything, though. Oh, shit. We should qualify the entire podcast with that I'm dumb.
But that leads me to ask you gentlemen a question. Do you think marriage is meant to be? Do you think we're coming out of this, like, this era where, you know, it was all, like, cultural standard to get married that, you know, people were told, like, our parents were encouraged to find someone, and now we're in this, like, weird new place where,
right,
you know,
where we have
everyone's
Tinder.
Accessible, and, you know, yeah, you can swipe right for a new, you know, Mrs. Tonight or whatever.
I guess marriage seemed to be, it does seem a little old-fashioned, but it still is for some people.
Well, to me, I guess marriage to me, and I'm terrified that I won't be able to do it, but it's not necessarily about, like, finding and committing to one person. I just think that, like, raising a family is important. You know, having kids, bringing people in the world is really cool. And I guess maybe there's a million different ways to do it, but I like the way that I was brought up. So I kind of want to have, like, a strong family that I can raise a little baby with.
Yeah, but which you're talking about, which is what I'm thinking too, is, like, you had these, you know, you had a mom and a dad who you looked up to, who, you know, showed each other that they loved
stable.
Each other.
It was good.
Yeah, it was, like, stable. That's what I want too. I mean, I guess, you know, y'all get there. Like, I don't know. I feel like when you hit a certain whatever, like, you know, number, you feel comfortable, like, having hung out with a certain amount of people, women, whatever, traveled, then yeah, you get ready for it.
Or do you find someone that's so good that it's better than your desire to be individual and do whatever you want?
The three of us, none of us know yet, right? Because
no.
I used to think that it was like that. I used to think like that, like, oh, yeah. I mean, I remember I was 20. I was like, when I'm 26, that's when I'm going to find a girl, put a ring on her finger, have a kid by the time I'm 28. Now I'm 28, and I'm like, I just keep on pushing it back, putting it off.
I'm 30 now, and I'm like, okay, cool, I'm ready. The next relationship I have, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm telling myself, okay, the next serious relationship I have, that's going to be
the one.
That's marriage.
Well, you can't. Yeah, when you start getting a little bit older, you can't, like, when you're in your 20s, stay in relationships for 3, 4, and 5 years that you don't want to marry the person.
Yeah.
Right, now you're going to have to, like, get that feeling and cut out really quickly.
Right.
I had that fucking thing, though, where, you know, we met this girl and I'm like, I'm going to marry that girl. You know, it's great. It was hot, you know, a little volatile, whatever. We moved in, completely plateaued. After 2 years.
After moving
like,
in.
You talk to people like that, and like, yeah, that's just what happens. You move in. I don't want to move in with someone, never, like, have sex again or, you know, not make an effort, but.
But I guess, like, if you wait long enough, then you move in, and instead of plateauing, you're like, now since I'm 31, we moved in, and
Netflix.
I'm going to propose to you, though. And then you're, like, planning a wedding, and you can't really break up because it's fun to plan a wedding, and there's a big party. And then after that, you go on a honeymoon, so it's like, oh, hey, we're still having fun. And then you're like, we're plateauing. Wait, I'm pregnant. And then you're like, oh, fuck, this is going to be an adventure. And then you keep on going, and then the kids are coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo, woo, woo.
Life.
And then, then you go to a polyamory party. You meet a 22-year-old little Asian bitch, and you're like, oh, girl, why don't you come home with me? I'm into polyamory. You see?
I want to play with you, so I play with Haya.
Is the Duchess of Cornbread of Welsh or whatever, is she Asian? Because I imagine she is.
I'll say yes, though I have no idea.
In my mind, that's what I'm picturing here. So I think this goes back to what we were all saying before, which is, like, if you're young, I think it's worth having interesting experiences. Maybe if polyamory is not what you're looking for and you don't think it's going to be beneficial to you in the long run, don't do it.
Jake, you touched on something very important. I think my parents actually encouraged me to pursue. They are each other's second marriages, and they're very happy.
Interesting.
And they were like, don't get married. Don't get married. My brother, who got married like 23 and has three kids now and a second wife, he goes, don't get married. Don't do it yet. Don't do it yet.
Wow. That's really interesting because my parents got married insanely young, 19 and 22.
I mean, they
were married in 1922.
Yeah, yeah. One was 19 and one was 22.
They drank something Stephen King wrote about, that made them very young, but also violent. Yeah, man. Who knows? We don't know.
It does seem like what you were saying is dangerous, which means create life milestones so that your relationship doesn't get stale.
No, I don't think that that's like the reason, but I think that happens naturally.
It's like, oh, let's have a kid because we've been fighting. That doesn't seem like a good idea.
I didn't say that. That's what you said, motherfucker.
No, you're like, oh, let's avoid the plateau by having kids and getting married and getting engaged. And then, we're done having kids.
I'm not
kids.
Saying that's to avoid the plateau. I just say that stuff happens naturally and it avoids the plateau.
No.
You just want me to be saying the other thing so you can disagree with me.
Absolutely.
Well, looks like you guys are playing with fire.
So I feel like this girl might be
Asian.
Yeah, Asian. And if that's the case, no. I'm saying if this girl's hesitant about it, maybe she shouldn't pursue it. It seems like polyamory is only for people that are really gung-ho and open and liberal. And otherwise, it seems like it's not going to end well. I would say cut it out now. That's my advice. If I were you, I would not get involved with a man and his polyamorous wife.
Or move to Utah, bitch.
Who's that?
Why don't you move to Utah where you can be in a relationship with a bunch of fucking cultists?
Is this Jeff Daniels eating a gobstopper?
I'm on the newsroom.
Oh, yeah. This is
not Jeff Daniels. Jeff Bridges eating a gobstopper.
Oh, but it kind of sounds like Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber when he has his tongue on the pole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lauren Holly, what are you doing these days? I haven't seen you since Turbulence.
You know everybody's fucking name.
I haven't seen Lauren Holly since Turbulence with Ray Liotta.
What an obscure reference.
This is all I'm good for, man. This is why bullies make earthquake sounds and my mom writes him a fucking letter. Forgive me.
Were you really fat?
I wasn't that big. I was like a little round boy. You know who I was? I was like the kid in the fat kid with the rain slicker and in Super 8. If I may equate it to yet another mildly obscure movie.
What's his name?
Miko Talented. Miko Talented.
Miko Hughes?
Yeah, correct.
What was that movie with a little kid and Bruce Willis? It was a kid.
Mercury Rising.
Haley Joel Osment.
That wasn't Haley Joel Osment, was it?
Wasn't
no,
it? Was
I
just...
thought it was Miko Hughes or something.
Oh, that's actually, yeah, it
from
was Miko
Full
Hughes.
House.
Yeah, he was
right.
Also
his name is Miko Hughes?
He was in New Nightmare, the Freddy Krueger film he grew up to.
Yeah, that kid was cute.
Yeah, he was cute. Yeah, bowl cut. He was like the new Danny.
From The Shining.
Torrance. Mrs. Torrance. There's a Torrance around here, a Torrance Museum. Every time I drive past the exit for Torrance or signs for Torrance, I think it's just a museum where there's pictures of that character.
From The Shining?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's just a museum in the city of Torrance, California.
With a big flannel shirt on it.
Yeah.
The only LA city covered in a red flannel shirt.
That's actually not true. Silmar is covered in a red flannel shirt.
Yeah, I heard the Salton Sea actually looks like Shelley Duvall.
You know what else I feel like you'd be good at? This is like sort of our little break right now. Yeah. Is coming up with names of pretentious restaurants in LA.
Oh yeah.
Like, have you been to?
Have you guys? Yeah, you have to say it like in a pretentious, mildly European model. Have you guys been to Court? Because then when people ask you, if you've been to court.
What's like, court, what's on the menu?
It's all sashimi, so it's just fish, but it's been left out for a day. So you sort of feel like by the end of it, you've been asked to jury duty, and you have that nauseating feeling like you're going to get picked.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, there's another great one called Clevor. It's like clever, except all the waitresses are whores. They walk around, they proposition you, and it's only serve fried chicken.
Like Hooters.
No, nothing like that. Everything's $45. Have you also been to Dorntana's? It's like Dantana's. It's all Italian. It was founded by Michael Dorn, who played Worf on Star Trek.
Dorntana's.
If you remember correctly, he was Worf, the Klingon in Star Trek. Again, he founded Dorntana's. Same exact menu as Dantana's, except James Woods does not come every night.
Wow.
Another good thing for fancy restaurants like noun and noun, like that's a good structure for a fancy restaurant.
Oh yeah, like tub and pig.
Yeah,
exactly.
Tub and pig,
where they just cut animals into a tub and scoop.
It's on La Cienega and Fairfax,
that's
right?
Actually right. Yeah, yeah. 4921 Fairfax.
It's really hard because those streets are parallel, so that the restaurant doesn't technically exist in L.A., but if you keep going down for about 700 miles.
They connect just near LAX.
The road opens up and you can drive your car into a hellhole. Like in Stay Tuned with John Ritter. I'm full of it, folks. This is why I'll never get married. Thanks.
You just need to get married to someone who really likes IMDb.
Oh, good. Carla Tate from the other girl. Carla Tate. Josh right. is good with movies. Go
Should
ahead.
We get to the third question? Let's see here. All right. I need a dude's name.
Jeff Lebowscore.
Jeff Lebowscore. Right. Hey guys, I moved into my girlfriend's parents' house about 3 months ago, and I hate it here. Their family are slobs, and they leave shit everywhere, and my girlfriend and I seem to be fighting more and more. I can afford to live on my own, but how do I go about doing this? Her mom is really nice and started to like me even more. She even bought me multivitamins and a birthday present. Should I give them a few weeks' notice and risk having the awkwardness between my girlfriend and I? Or should I just find a place to live and take off ASAP? Any advice is needed and appreciated. Thank you.
God, what is this guy doing? Is he like trying to go through, you know, law school and live next to the place where he's gonna work? My nose is bleeding. Why live at your girlfriend's parents' house unless you're on 16 and pregnant? I don't understand.
And why is he considering staying there because his girlfriend's mom bought him multivitamins?
Here, take some Flintstones and bite him hard.
Shit, I was gonna move out, but fine.
They're gummies.
Give me Dino.
Give me Dino and I'll stay for a week.
Oh, you bit the head off of it. That's cute.
Shit, I hate you guys. I can afford to not live here, and you guys are slobs, but I just feel so bad you gave me vitamins.
Oh, I love these vitamins.
Why do you keep doing the pinch my head thing like in Kids in the Hall?
I don't get any of these.
Single like that. Oh, yeah. It's all perspective. It plays with perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
God, what the... Oh, just get out. Get out of there.
He wants to break up with the girlfriend?
No, he doesn't. He just wants to know if he should, how he should go about moving out, or if he should go about
moving out. You go on
out.
Craigslist, you find an apartment, and
yeah,
then
how about
leave.
You go about growing some fucking balls?
I'm sure that they don't want you there.
Yeah, that's another level of non-self-awareness. This guy thinks his girlfriend's family will be upset
sucks.
If he
I'm
moves
staying
out.
At someplace for free, and they're feeding me. What do I do?
Oh, not only are they feeding me, but they're giving me all the necessary vitamins and nutrients.
I wonder if we've...
In the vitamin form!
I feel like we haven't cleared through all of these emails submissions, because I bet there's one from this kid's Dad. Mother-in-law. It's like, hey, there's this do-nothing loser that's
I'm living with a real skullduggerist in my basement.
Maybe they don't want you there either. I would say you don't have to give them 2 weeks' notice or 4 weeks' notice. You just have to get the fuck out.
Well, you could just say like, hey, I'm gonna start looking for places, and that's it. You don't have to like give them. You don't say like, hey, I'm gone. Just be casual. Say.
But I gave you a multivitamin.
Just tell them you appreciate it, too.
How dare you leave after I gave you vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin B12, folic acid, niacin, riboflavin, riamin.
It sounds like they're bad
for you. Slowly poisoning him. Everything has a bit of glass in it.
What?
I put a little bit of fiberglass in all the pills.
Professor Snape?
I put a little bit of fiberglass in your pills.
My girlfriend's dad is Alan Rickman. He's a famous Broadway actor and was fucking Hans Gruber. And he leaves his shit everywhere. And
He's a slob.
I didn't ask you to live here. I just love my daughter and want her to be... happy.
Sorry, there's a newspaper on the floor in the bathroom. Is that yours, sir?
No, that's for the puppy. Leave it. I will not clean it up. I will not clean up the dogs.
Also, there's this bowl with oatmeal just dried, almost like crusted over, cemented in the sink.
I like to eat my oatmeal crusty, much like some people like to eat their Chex Mix soggy.
Who does that?
I used to, actually. I really like soggy cereal. I got a fucking thing. I don't know. Jake, you with me?
Yeah, dude.
Soggy cereal. Los Angeles. Gonna eat my Cheerios with some milk. Mix it up. Almond milk. Make it sog. I ain't no fucking hog. My parents be cheesy. Fashizzy. Jesus. Jesus. Kim Kardashian.
Yo, I like that soggy cereal. I like my cereal soggy as fuck.
Yeah. Tits. Crack. Cocaine. Keith Haring, y'all. AIDS awareness.
Oh my God. That was.
Yeah.
Insane. Yeah, I also like my cereal soggy. You just said Chex Mix, so it sounded like a salty snack.
Oh, right. I guess I meant Chex. I'm sorry. Rice Chex.
this is
can
the,
we go back
this
and
this is
that?
You accepting the Grammy for the song.
I actually meant it to be Rice Chex. Horrible mic feedback. Just an insert on No Doubt just looking around the room.
Gwen
completely
Stefani.
Disinterested. Just okay. All right, Gwen. Okay.
I love when people. It's not Gwen Stefani. It's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yo, Gwen Stefani. Yo. Shout out. Am I right? Yo, Gwen.
What?
Okay.
Do the microphone feedback noise again.
I love doing that. It's my favorite sounds. Next to
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a big old crack. Could be Pauly Shore going, "Hey, it's the Weasel," or it could be, "Oh fuck, my ankle."
Pauly Shore. We just lost everyone but six people.
We just lost all the Pauly footage Shore. From this.
We just lost all the audio.
All the audio is gone.
All right, you want to get to one last question really quick?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Because I think we can. I think we can. I think we can.
I think we can. I think
good. We need another lady's name.
Ooh, Ingrid Horse.
I like that one. That was my favorite one yet.
Ingrid the Horse?
No, just Ingrid Horse.
Ingrid Horse.
Writes, "Hey guys, joining the Peace Corps or Doctors Without Borders has always been a dream of mine, and now that I'm graduating in May with my bachelor's in nursing science, I guess I'm at the age where I should stop dreaming and start maybe doing something with my life. That being said, I applied and was accepted to a program called IVHQ to move to Ghana for 3 months and volunteer as a nurse. Here's the problem. I'm pretty poor. The organization that I'm going through says that to fundraise, I should make a GoFundMe website, but I feel like that would be annoying to try to guilt my friends and family into donating money. Is it selfish to ask people to help me to pay for this trip, or is it more selfish to not try and have to back out of the volunteer work I was going to do because I can't afford my trip fees by myself? I'm torn. All the best, Ingrid Horse."
All right. Well, easy answer, right? Selfish bitch.
What?
Can we call her a selfish bitch?
For what?
Asking for my money?
She wasn't
so
asking.
So she can go on vacation to fucking Ghana?
Charity.
Yeah, so she gets to go on vacation?
A vacation.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'd really like to go on a cruise to Bermuda, so I'm going to make a GoFundMe website.
Like make it's a GoFuckMe
like
website.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Why don't you go fund yourself?
Yeah.
Fund you, bitch. Fund you.
No, man, good karma. It's good Carmen.
Good Carmen. Good comma. Good comma. Comma, 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 chameleon. She's coming, go. what are we going to do? We're going to help her?
Well, right? Yeah, I'd like to, this is the nicest girl that's ever emailed us. We usually get a never-ending stream of assholes and losers.
Let me rewind to the last question, who was, I'm getting food and shelter and vitamins for free. How do I tell my girlfriend's family to shove it up their ass?
And this girl is so poor she can't even afford to volunteer in Africa.
She still wants to go.
That's what's wrong with America.
And her problem is that she feels guilty asking for money. You're the only person that deserves money.
Have you seen what projects are on GoFundMe, Kickstarter, and Indiegogo? They're much, much, much more selfish than anything you could be doing.
A lot of white people making their new watches, games, and board games.
And getting very much money for it.
No one's saving kids who don't have clean drinking water. Go for it. Shouldn't feel bad about shit.
Yeah, and if you do go for it and create that GoFundMe page, why don't you send it to us, and then we can have all of our fans who probably want to help you out, right, guys? Bone silence.
Microphone feedback.
Because if you don't fund, you're gonna play with fire.
How dare you? You know, I don't know who's sponsoring this episode.
LegalZoom.
LegalZoom is gonna give us money for this episode,
right?
And we could give her
some of that money. Why don't we match all the money that she raises?
Wow.
So you only have to raise half the money that you want, and we'll match the rest of it.
I like that.
So we'll whatever you get, every dollar you get, consider it two.
She gets $4,000.
Oh, okay, because I didn't really... Holy shit, it's $80,000. This is not a legal binding contract. We have to cap it. We have to cap it.
We should cap it at $25.
It's a
if
really
you can raise 25, I promise you, bitch, we will match this shit.
This is Jake and Amir versus Ingrid Horse, court case, day one.
All right, we're defending ourselves, Your Honor. Clearly, this girl's a fucking loser.
Okay,
she's going to Ghana. What are you talking about? I object to you.
Order. Let's hear from Donnell Rawlings. This is, after all, guy code.
Guy code. Sorry, court. I apologize. I didn't get my MTV shows right.
So we can do that.
Let's do it.
That's really sweet of you guys.
Well, Josh, I figure you should.
You should match
part of the show.
You match what we match.
Well, that's actually right. I'm actually. I have my Woodstock Comedy Festival, which is prevents domestic violence and actually fights human trafficking.
Yeah,
so.
If we could just divert some of those funds over to this lady.
Girl.
Well, I mean, you know, I just feel like women who get hit a lot and kids who get sold into sex trafficking should get
let's not give any money to charity.
I feel like they should get
like
a little
it's
taste
too hard
too.
To decide.
Oh, you play with fire.
So yes, what Ingrid Horse, please email us. Create that GoFundMe page. We want to help you get to Ghana. Your sister was in Ghana.
My sister was in Ghana for several months.
Not Ghana, though.
I think she found it to be a very difficult but ultimately rewarding experience.
Sounds boring to me. Why don't we go to Disneyland or SeaWorld?
Yeah!
No, brought to you by Blackfish.
Yeah, that's good advice, right? It's not selfish. Let's
not
answer
selfish.
Our question.
Yeah, yeah. Make the thing.
Go for it.
You're selfless.
Yeah, you're better than 999 out of 1,000 people. So the least you can do is take their money and do something good with it.
That's
what are they
right.
going to spend it
Boom,
on?
Go baby.
Fund yourself,
Go
Ingrid
fund
Horse.
Yourself.
That's our time. That's
oh, it. My God, guys. This was such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on the show. Now,
is there anything that you want to talk about before... Before we go, anything that you want
people
to get to?
Well, I kind of said it jokingly, but we you guys were part of the Woodstock Comedy Festival last year, and
which
was
another one of the most fun weekends of my last couple years, which is so fun, awesome to be there.
Yeah,
that's such a good cause. Well, so, we really do. We fight the good fight against human trafficking and against domestic violence.
But we have fun doing it.
We do have fun. We go fun ourselves when we do it.
But yes, you should check out WoodstockComedyFestival.org or Woodstock Comedy on Twitter.
There it is. You can help out. And you can maybe go next year. Do you know when the dates are?
Yes, it's the 19th, 20th, and 21st of September 2014. We are in the year. It's only a few months out.
If we're alive, we should definitely go.
We'd
love for you to be there. Maybe we could promote or screen an episode of your new show.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show, Josh. If you guys out there have any questions, email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Also, we're still accepting, reviewing, and considering and using theme song submissions. Each episode starts with a new beginning and ending one. Very good. Very good, Amir. Very, very good.
Well done.
That first one was written by Andy and Jonjo. It was that cool rap song. And this last one is written by another pair called Kite and Lo. You can send those off to ifireyoushow@gmail.com as well. Thanks again, Josh. And thanks to you guys for listening. Peace.
Jake and Amir started a podcast, and they told me I don't need to worry. Emails came from listeners, douchebags, who want to learn how to be really hashtag dope. Sometimes Jake cheats on girls, but it's alright. He's drunk, it's an excuse. Made out with Micah too. Oh, you know it's true. If I were you, the show, get some advice from those on how to meet girls on Tinder. You might get made fun of, but they're the Jews we love. Just go ahead, let them help you. Ooh, you're gonna seize the cheese someday. Hey, hey.
Ha! Guess that went to GM.
That's it. Thanks again to LegalZoom.com. Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs, like wills for $69, LLCs for $99 plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction.
Enter discount code Jake or Amir for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code Jake or Amir.